There is a diuk haloshin from Rashi. I mean, it's not a strong diuk. When Rashi says mando matreya filu bechad mirsher, the chimdul machshino lelidin mali trei mali chad. So there is a slight diuk haloshin in Rashi that according to Rashi, so even if we say that the chad is kosher, but it still has a chalish dimishpot. It's not just a settlement on it night. Because if Rashi holds that I'll be the kulam, even if we assume that Bihad is pshor is kosher, so it still has a chalis dimishpot, but since there was Kabbalah's kinyan and the Baladin were mikabel pshore, agreed to a pshore, so then it has a chalis dimishpot even when it's rendered by one. So then we understand this, why Rashi is mitayek. In the Russian he says like this, so he says, Mando matrei afil bichad mechsha. Tichim do emakshinu leilidin malitrei malichat. Tichim and the matrei say malitrei malichat. But so Rashi emphasized tichim do emakshinu leilidin malitrei malichat. But if Rashi shita is that according to Mandoma, that according to Mandoma, that trei. So it's loy makshino lelidin. So then it's not. It doesn't even have a chaliz di mishpot. It's not a din Torah. It's just a settlement. In other words, it's the same way as the baledin will agree to a decision by a child or even by a monkey. It doesn't make any difference. So Rashi should say the chiven de loy biinon klote malitrei malichat. Not the chivdulim akshino lilidin. So in other words, Rashi emphasizes the fact that the gzeras hakosuv that applies to a din has no application here. No, Rashi should say there is no svore if it's just a settlement on it. Nay. So what's the yichas with two? What's the yichas with two? There is no yichas even with one. It whatever they decide upon, whatever tonight they choose. All right, but it's not a strong deal. Now, then from the next piece of Gemara, you could be midayig the other way. Omar Abash, Shma mino pshore nitzri hakin. Shma mino pshore nitzri hakin. So, this al kedai toch. Tzri hakin, limandoma tzri hetlote, limandoma. So, tzrichot lote lomoli tizge betray. So why, if we say that it's tzrichokinyan, so tlote lomoli tizge betray, why do we need three? If it's tzrichokinyan, so let's see what does Rashi say. Tizge betray, vil kasef chotzri. Now, so the Gemara says, tizge betray, will mando matre ye tiske betrei beliknem nei di khiben di konnem nei lomo wi besen leute heyer ma tonne be aum um mit deite wie mis kayemes el loch bin und plotel japiske auf bes di afal gabli konnem nei loi net. So what did Gemara say? Ravashi at first said that pshore is in it. Because if Shor requires Kinyan, so how can one Mandoma say that it requires three? Now, without Kinyan, so it won't be valid. So it will be valid only if there is a Kabbalah's Kinyan. If there is Kabbalah's Kinyan, so what do I care that there are no three? In other words, so then on the basis of the Kabbalah's Kinyan itself, it should be valid. Now, here the Gemara is arguing on what, from what point of view? From the point of view of Ischaivis and Mechilat. From the point of view of Ischaivis. Because from the point of view of Pesach Beis, so how could we say Plotolomoli betray Tizge betray? If it's tray, so there is no Pesach Beis. So the Gemara is arguing here, Tlotolomali, Tizke Betray, Velikdemenei, from the point of view of Ischaimis. So, in other words, so the Gemara is saying, if we say that Pshor is Chira Kinyan, so without a Kinyan, there couldn't be any Pshor. And if there is a Kinyan, so that's a must. And if there is a Kinyan, so why do we say that it must have three? Now the Mandoma who says, now let's say, Reb Meir says, Bitzua Bishleishu. So that means, even though there is Kapolas Kinyan, it still requires Shleishu. And without Shleishu, so even though there is Kapolas Kinyan, so it's not valid. Why shouldn't it be valid? It should be valid, the Chol HaPochas, on the basis of his rights, on the basis of his settlement. So that's not in contradiction to what we said. Here the Gemara is saying, what we said before was that Alibi de Emes, Pshore, to the risk of Oleskinyan. So then it's not just valid on the basis of his settlement. It's not just valid on the basis of his settlement and the condition. But it's valid on the basis of Mishpot. It's also a Psak Din Torah. If there is Kabbalah Skinyan, so then it has a Chalisha Mishpot. It has a Chalisha Mishpot. So that doesn't contradict what the Gemara is saying here, what Rav Ashi is saying. Because Reb Meir says, Bitzua Bishleish. And that means that if there is no Shleish, so it's not valid. And the Baladin do not have to comply with the Psak of the Pshor. That's what Reb Meir is saying. So it's a raya that Pshore doesn't require Kinyan. Because if Pshore requires Kinyan, so how could Reb Meir say Bitzua B'Shleisho, and if the Psak of the Pshore is rendered by less than Shleisho, so then the Baledin do not have to comply with the Psak of the Pshore? True, it doesn't have a Chalisha Mishpot, so it's not Mishpot. But there is Ischaimis. Let them comply because of Ischaimis. And Reb Meir says, no, Bitzua B'Shleisho, but if the Bitzua is rendered by less than Shleisho, so then the Baledin are not bound. Why shouldn't they be bound? If there is Kabbalah Kinyan, they should be bound. L'chol HaPochas on the basis of a settlement, with Ischaimis on the basis of Ischaimis and Mechile. And so since Reb Meir says, Bitzua B'Shleisho, but if it's rendered by less than Shleisho, so the Baledin are not bound at all, so it's a raya that there is no Kapalas Kinyan. There is no Kapalas Kinyan. And if there is no Kapalas Kinyan, it's on the contrary. So according to Rav Ashi, since Pshor is in its Chira Kinyan, so then that means, so according to Reb Meir, it requires Shleisho without Kapalas Kinyan. And so then how is it valid? Not on the basis of a settlement and a condition, but on the basis of a Psak Din. Of a Psak Din. Even without Kabbalah's Kinyan, but there was Kabbalah's Baledin. The Baledin gave their consent. So Mele, it's valid on the basis of a Psak Din of Pshor. And the Chachomim say, but only, so Reb Meir says, but only when it's rendered by Shleisho. And the Chachomim say, since the Baledin won't be covered the Pshore, agreed to the Pshore, so even without the Kabbalah Kinyan, it has the validity of a Mishpat. Because it's B'Tzein Shneim. So without Kabbalah Kinyan. So on the contrary, so Rav Ashi is not. So even though on the surface it appeared, I mean, that Rav Ashi is saying that Pshore is just valid on the basis of a settlement and a condition. So Rav Ashi did say that. He did argue from the point of view of a settlement and condition. Because, true, but Rav Ashi is saying just the reverse. He is saying that it's a raya that Pshore has the validity of a mishpot, even without Kabbalah's Kinyan. Because if we are going to assume that Pshore has the validity of a Mishpot only through Kabbalah's Kinyan, so, and Reb Meir says that only if it's rendered, the Psak of the Pshore is rendered by Shleisho. But if it's rendered by Shnaim, it's not valid. And the Baledin are not bound. But if there is Kabbalah's Kinyan, let them be bound, the Chol HaPochas, on the basis of a settlement of Ischaimis. So it's a raya that there is no Kabbalah's Kinyan. So Hilchaname. So it's a raya that Rabbi Meir and Chachomim have reference to the case where there was no Kabbalah Kinyan. Where there is Kabbalah Kinyan, then Rabbi Meir wouldn't say that the Baladin are not bound if the psak of the Pshore was rendered by less than Shleisho. So then they will be bound even if his psak is rendered by one. And even if he's not a Dayan. Even if he's a child, so they will be bound on the basis of his chayves. So this is what Ravashi is saying. So the Gemara says, "V'yilchase pshoret zrakim." V'yilchase pshoret zrakim. So Teisa says. Teisa says, "V'yilchase pshoret zrakim." V'hodu l'sage b'trei. Mishum dehavek moikiyem b'toyes. D'loipkiye b'pshore shabbat. So Teisa says that Pshore is Sri Hakinyan. So in other words, all Tanoim agree that Pshore is Sri Hakinyan. And Reb Meir also agrees that Pshore is Sri Hakinyan. Still, he requires Dafke Shleisho. But if it's not Shleisho, if the Psak of the Pshore is rendered by less than Shleisho, so then, if the psak of the pshore is rendered by less than shleisho, so then they're not bound. Now the question is, why aren't they bound according to Reb Meir? But there was Kabbalah Kinyan. So too, if the psak is rendered by less than shleisho, it doesn't have a chalishin bezdin. So Mimele, he doesn't have validity as a psak bezdin, as mishpot. But let them be bound on the basis of his settlement, of his chayves, without bezdin, without intoros, without anything. Just an agreement, a voluntary agreement. So the Maskon of the Gemara, so on that point, the Maskon differs from Ravashi. Ravashi assumed that if there is Kabbalah Kinyan, so then without the validity of Mishpat. So it could be effective on the basis of a settlement, like an ordinary Ischaivis. So that's what Ravashi said. So the Maskon of the Gemara says no, that even if there is Kabbalah Kinyan, but if there is no, so it still can be only valid b'teiras psagdin, b'teiras mishpat. Why couldn't it be? So in order to be valid b'tiras mishpot, so the psagdin must be rendered, the psagdin of the pshore must be rendered by shleisho. So then you ask, and if it's rendered by two, according to Reb Meir, it's not valid b'tiras mishpot, but let the baladin be bound b'tiras settlement, b'tiras ischaives. So the answer is no. It's because b'tiras ischaives, so it couldn't be valid. Because since when they were Mikabel Kinyan, they didn't know what the outcome is, what their rights are. So Mele, there is no Gmiras Das. So it's like Asmachte. I mean, not Asmachte, for the same reason that Asmachte is Leikanye. Why is Asmachte Leikanye? Because there is no Gmiras Das. So here too, even though there is Kabbalah Kinyan, here it's not Asmachte. But since the Lipkiya Bipshore Shap here, so mainly there is no real consent. Because the reason as to why they agreed to abide by the decision of the two is because they don't know what is involved in the Torah. So they thought, I mean, that every Dayan will exercise his discretion only according each party believed. That every Dayan will exercise. Sorry. The question that Ravashi raised was, if it's Rirakinyan, how does Reb Meir say that it's valid only when it's rendered by three, not if it's rendered by two? So the answer is, because it couldn't be valid. And even when it is rendered by three, it's not on the basis of a settlement and a condition, but it's on the basis of Psak Bezdin. In order to be valid on the basis of Psak Bezdin, it must have three, according to Reb Meir. Because less than three, it's not a Bezdin. But why, but if it's rendered by two, so it's not a Psak Besen. Now the question is, let it be valid not on the basis of Psak Besen, let them be bound on the basis of a settlement of Ischaives, so the Gmiras Das is lacking. Because when they agree to a Pshore, they don't know the rights, so everyone thinks, of course, every Dayan will exercise his discretion according to his imaginary rights. He thinks, I mean, that all the justice is on his side, I mean, and on the other side there is no justice. So Mimele, it's not valid biteras ischaives. So it has to be valid only biteras psagdin. So then you'll ask, if it has to be valid biteras psagdin, so why does it require ki and suda? So without ki and suda. So that could be. Now the Rambam says, Perkei Milchas Mechire, Halach Yud Aleph. So the Halach Yud Beis, and Halach Yud Gimel. So Ram says follows, Halach Yud Aleph. Yeish dvorim harbe shimen tzrichen kinyan, vein le kinyan beim tam, ki am shachar esavdi, vam garish ishte, o yis eshliach, o yam isa midoye, o yam ibatil midoye, o yam meichel lechaveri chivu, pikod vishish lel yodei, vichol chayitze bidvorim eil. Noagu beribam kemis lahachnis l'mitzaseiva advorim kayit veilu. Ve'imrim mikoninu mepleinu, shosa pleinu shliach. O ishemocha lepleinu chiv sheish leslei. O ishebit la amidoy ishemosar al getze v'chayit veilu. Av al pishin itzorich. Ki en ze, shenoagu lahachnis beilu advorim nimeil klum. El yukia sheneim advorim eilu kemisachri kohmahatil. El ishegomar belibei v'hakach oma. Lifichoch imomar leifsholim ani omartim tomart lasetov hazeh. Ein ze tzovodor hachetlau. So the Rambam says here that ki and suda sometimes is used where it's not even necessary. But why is it used? In order to corroborate the kinyan. So in other words, if there is a ki and suda, so that confirms the kinyan that there is gmiras das, there is no diminution in gmiras das. And we see that ki and suda has the effect of establishing Miras Das. For example, Asmachte, the one Mandoma says, and we pass like that Asmachte lo ikanye. But if gonna be your day, so then Asmachte is kanye. Why? What difference does it make? The answer is, because, why is Asmachte lo ikanye? Because there is no real consent, Asmachte. Let's say, if somebody he says on a certain tnai, and he thinks that the tnai will be fulfilled only one way, so he's mischayev himself. Why is he mischayev himself? He mischayev himself because it doesn't even occur to his mind that it could be the other way. But had he known that the other way is possible, it's just as likely as the way he wants it to happen. So then he wouldn't have made this undertaking. So mele there is a lack of miras das. So mele if there is ki and su there, so that confirms miras das. So this is what the Rambam is saying. So mele on the basis of a settlement of ordinary ischaives, it wouldn't be valid. Even with ki and su there, because here there is a special reason as to why there is no real gmiras das, because when two parties have a litigation, so each one thinks that all the dayonim will be on his side. So mele, even with kinyan, so there is no gmiras das. So how is it valid? It's valid not on the basis of ischaives, but on the basis of psak din bibezin. But in order that it should be valid as mishpot, there has to be a real consent of the parties. It has to be midash neir. So mimele, it requires king and suda also, not to establish his chayves. The chayves is established through the psak bez, because when the party said when they were mikabel, so then there are two psak din. There is one psak din of din gomor, and there is another din of mishpot. Of mishpot sheyesh bitzdoko. That's the gzeras hakosov. But when can Bezdin render a psak din of mishpot sheyesh bitzdoko? Not pure mishpot, but mishpot sheyesh bitzdoko only if there is kabbalas balidvori, if there is real consent, full consent of the parties. So then the question arises, so why do we need Kinyan Sudeah? The answer is, we see that Kinyan Sudeah is not only, does not only establish his chayves, that Kinyan Sudeah has the effect of confirming Miras Das. Even when there is another Kinyan, and without Kinyan Sudeah, it's not valid. Why? Because there is no Miras Das. But if there is a Kinyan Sudeah, so then, let's say, Asmachte. So if there is no Kinyan Sudeah, even if there is another Kinyan, so then it's not valid. Why? Because there is no Gmiras Das. But if there is Kinyan Sudeah, so then the Kinyan Sudeah has the effect of confirming Gmiras Das. So here too, Mitzad Ischaives, it wouldn't be valid. Because even with Kinyan Sudeah, Mitzad Ischaives, it wouldn't be valid. Because here there is a special reason as to why they agree to the Pshore. They agree to the Pshore because each one thinks that all the Dayonim will be on his side. That's human nature. So Memele, on the basis of a regular Ischaives, it wouldn't be valid. So it has to be valid only on the basis of Mishpat Sheyesh Bitzdoko. But the Aloche of Mishpat Sheyesh Bitzdoko is only applies if the Baledin were both Mikabel. So they have to be Mikabel with their full heart. There has to be real Gmiras Das. So without Kinyan Sudeah, there is no real Gmiras Das. But if there is Kinyan Sudeah, so that confirms the Gmiras Das. So Mele, it's valid not on the basis of ordinary Schaives, but on the basis of Mishpat Sheyesh Bitzdoko.